Welcome.
Welcome to the live Cars and Nonsense podcast. I couldn't even get it out.
Nope.
I tried to deliver and I could not deliver. But this is our first live show, so it's probably going to be a clusterfuck. Enjoy the ride.
Just like our very, very first episode. It sucked.
It sucked, but that's okay. We'll probably do one live show a month, depending how well it goes. And we'll kind of go from there. The nice thing about this is you live listeners that we've shared with can go ahead and comment, much like this. Hi. And it gets posted, and we can share your comment, much like this. Look at that. Look at that. Our first comment. It was me. All right, JJ. We are talking about a couple different things today. We're going to go over the two Desert Chaser trucks that Ford and Toyota both have. We're going to talk about the Ford EV conversion, Aston Martin's conversion, and
Ford's emulator crate thing.
Crate motor, yep. And we're also going to do Ryan Turk's
Supra.
V10 Supra.
The Formula Supra.
Yeah. Shout out to the little brother. Like, if there was a build to copy, this is the build.
This is the one.
Yeah. Like, there are no other builds that even matter. This is the build. Like, that is it.
And the crazy thing is it's not like a high horsepower car. It's 650 horsepower.
But it sounds like so good. So clean.
Yeah. And it looks extraordinary. Yeah. I don't know.
It looks like the Batmobile car. Like, literally when you sent it to me and we talked about it off air, I was like, this is just Batman's car.
Right.
I don't care what you say. And I literally sent it and then sent a picture of like the old 1980s Batman car.
Yep.
I was like, these two are the same. I don't know what to tell you.
And then they really went in on that with the gold anodizing and stuff. Oh. Still, it looks something else, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's recap Formula Drift while we're at it, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to our boy Osbo.
Yeah.
Pulling it off, which, I mean, wasn't terribly hard for him to pull off, but holy shit, we have a viewer. I don't know who it is.
My side doesn't say.
Oh, we have one person. I don't know who it is. But welcome, whoever it is. But yeah. I almost said Ryan Turk. No, Osbo pulling it off, man. Pulling it off. And might I say it was top quality fashion. He did a great job. Utterly impressed. I hope he keeps that momentum going into the next season.
Right.
But yeah, he killed it. Cannot complain. Props to him. Shout out to him if he happens to ever find this. It's the little brother. Sup, little brother?
Let's see.
Anyway, now that he's on.
I don't get to do the replying.
Oh, you can do the replying. Hang on. But now that he's on, little brother, we found what you need to do with your Supra, and we're going to talk about it later on the show. It'll probably be in about 20, 30 minutes, so you can like jump in and out and see where we're at it. But first thing we're going to get out of the way is this Toyota Tundra Desert Chaser and all its mighty power. This is what we're looking forward to. I'm on board. Like, yes, sell me this truck. Like, don't mind if I do.
Sure, it's cool. Oh, the cool thing about it is it's got generals on it.
Yeah, as generals. I mean, I wish these pictures would load. That's what your suspension looks like. I'm actually surprised. I guess in the desert, if you're doing such desert racing things, you don't need that power brake. Have you seen those things that they're putting on, like, Jeeps now and FJs?
No.
The brake is probably this big. It is just huge. And apparently it's supposed to like stop you in your tracks if anything happens. I'm going to post this. I just wanted any other viewers that happen to run this. This is what he wants to do with his Supra. He wants to do a Catalyst DP tune. No.
Do it.
V10.
Wait, how do I redo the comments thing?
Are you on the comments tab in the little thing?
I didn't know that. Yeah. On the right?
Because if not, that means I'm responsible for the comments, and that is going to be a thing for me to do.
I have the private chat.
You don't have comments at the very top, so it should go like comments, banner, brand, private chat?
No.
Oh, that's going to be obnoxious. We're going to have to figure out how to get you on there.
Yeah.
He says he'll have easy 600 horsepower. If you do the V10 swap we're talking about later, you will have more than 600 horsepower.
Yeah.
So don't you worry. Don't you worry, little brother. Don't you worry. You'll have all the power and then some, and it'll sound so much better.
Yeah, it'll only cost him $85,000 to...
It's chump change for him.
Sure.
He's a single man that lives by the beat of his own drum. Anyway, if you're a single man that lives by the beat of your own drum, you should buy this Tundra. But yeah, so you're going to have the spare wheels in the back, which, I mean, that's
sure.
Just that's just like stereotypical desert truck, like two spares in the back.
It's obviously not going to be a legitimate thing, but
no,
it's well, an option.
Somebody will build it. Like,
of course.
Yeah. Somebody's, well, I mean, technically it's already built. Like,
right.
But it also has the CO2 bottle for filling the tires and air tools. You're going to have the two spares in the back, the roll bar that really serves no purpose, like, other than additional weight.
Yeah, because it's Toyota.
Yep. And then this is what you're looking like in the back. The only thing I dislike about the TRD Pro thus far is a stupid red camo. Why is camo in right now? Why is that a thing?
I don't see any red camo. I see red leather.
No, that is camo. That is red camo.
It looks like red leather to me.
It is red leather, but it's camo, like, I don't even know. B58 for life. That thing's sick. I'm assuming he's talking about the truck.
No.
Holy shit, we have four viewers. Oh. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. This is going way better than expected.
Yeah. And we've got more viewers than our first episode had listeners in a week.
This is great. This is going well. Anyway, so little brother says the red leather is a little much. Here, I'll post that to you, and then you can decide what to say about that.
I don't know. I feel like it's pretty weak.
Red leather?
The whole truck.
Why do you hate it? Let's hear your why you hate it. Because there's a couple things I dislike about it.
Like there, it's more or less a Silverado.
Correct. Well, yes. I mean, that's what it's competing with.
And like, I don't know. It feels weak. Sure, the suspension looks decent. I don't know how it would handle, but I mean.
Because all they really did was put better tires on it in a different suspension kit and
bunch of lights.
Well, I mean, I feel like everybody's gonna have the lights. Like, I just laugh at like the what I would call a KC light on the front. Like, they serve that like blocks the two little lights that are already like coming stock with the Pro, and now you're just like, why did I put this on there? Like, the lights make no sense to me. Like, there are things I do dislike about it, but from, like, an aesthetic point of view, that's all it is. All I really want to know is this thing going to haul ass through the desert? It might. I mean, got damn near 500-600 horsepower with that hybrid trans, so that's pretty sweet. However, the MPG has legitimately come out, and it looks like it's going to be right around what Ford gets, right around that... 20 to 25, so they didn't quite get to 30, which is disappointing in itself, but still cool.
I don't know. This truck's like, so it's like the one guy
mm-hmm.
that shows up at halftime to win the game, but just couldn't pull off that one pass or that one drive. It's like, I see nothing that is any more fancy than anything you can get on a Raptor. And like, me personally, The Raptor with the V8 is, in my opinion, much better looking and probably sounds 400 times better.
The only best sounding truck, in my opinion, right now that matters is the T-Rex that Dodge made, which is the Hellcat.
That's why I'm saying, like, the V8 Raptor before the EcoBoost thing, but
I agree. I think V8 sound better, just a beefier motor. But we'll see. All right. Regardless, I'm excited. And if this is just like a small like preview of the mods, because like the biggest frustration I have with the Tundra right now is there's not a ton of mods. It's 4Runner and Tacoma and FJs. And the FJs, what, almost 10 years old now?
I thought they canceled the FJ.
Yeah, in 2012. I think, yeah, so what is it? Almost 10 years old was the last release of the FJ. And they still make mods for it. And so, like, doesn't make sense to me. But, I mean, I would give this one a 3 of 5. It's very exciting. If this is a preview of what we're going to get, awesome. I'm on board. Let's fucking do it. Like,
sign if they made 500 horses, it might be more exciting.
I mean, that's what it's sitting at. It's 500, 600.
I thought it said 437.
Did it?
Yeah.
So they did nothing to the motor itself?
I'm pretty sure that's what it said.
Yep, 437, 583. Yeah. So they've done nothing to the motor either. Well, moving on, now that this is fashion over function at best, I will share the next thing with you and our viewers at home.
Oh, this one I'm excited for. Maybe.
I don't know. It looks pretty fucking sick.
Yeah, yeah.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
That's a desert racer. If we've ever seen a desert racer before on the show, that's a desert racer. Welcome. That's
an RC car in real life.
That is America. That is America in real life.
I'll bet it sounds great, too.
Oh, God, it has to. And a pump that they did, the two-door. You know what this really reminds me of? You know that hill climbing game we bought for the PlayStation? That's on there. That's exactly what that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, huh.
You would just see this on there.
A more modern one.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the old, like, 1980s one. This is the, here you go, 2021, let's get after it. This thing is going to run through a desert. Look at it. Look at it in all its glory. That thing runs through deserts, no problem. But here we go. So it's competing with the Chevy releasing a Beast off-roader at SEMA. Ford did the same thing. So apparently Chevy also showed one at SEMA, so we're going to have to look that one up later. But this thing rocks the Coyote motor. It's pushing a little over 400 horsepower. It has a Haas suspension. It has the safety cage in it. It's going to view more travel. Sitting on 37... BFGs, like, welcome to the show. Look at this thing go. Please say they have it running. I don't know how well this is going to work for everybody that's watching, but I'm going to enjoy this for a second, and I'm hoping just like they have it running around causing chaos. Oh, this is how they introduced it. They brought an old Bronco out, and then they brought the new Bronco out. There it is. 2020
Baja 1000, great proof point for us. Learned so much about it, proved the durability of this architecture. Earlier this year at Ultra 4 King of the Hammers, we introduced two more racing Broncos. So this first one here with battle scars from a win at Oklahoma 2 weeks ago, and a Bronco 4400.
Oh, this is just them talking about their motor. Well, this is less exciting, but we'll watch it later. But anyway, that thing is going to be a lot exciting, especially because if it does go into King of the Hammers, like it said. Oh, and hey, look at that. Look at that. We discuss it in a previous episode, but
two episodes, I thought, but
can go over briefly again.
It's just a joke. You know it is. Don't all-wheel steer. Ooh, get out of here.
All-wheel steer. Yeah, no, all-wheel steer is awesome. Honda had it in like 1972.
So did Nissan.
Yeah, you could turn your back wheels like 7 degrees in and out as it turned. It was that was
like,
about it.
It was like 0.7 degrees. And then Chevy tried it on their Silverado, and it like went to like 2.5 degrees. And yeah, that was destroyed in a hurry. They got rid of that.
Well, I mean, the problem I have with it is the physics of it. It's going to eat your tires. Like, the science of cars is crazy. So you have, it is your differential that like keeps the wheel spinning all at the same speed as you turn, regardless.
That's a differential.
Yeah. And like the science behind that is insane to me. Like that they were able to do this back in like the 1960s, but B, that we tried to tried to remake physics, and physics is like, no, that's not how this works, and it just will destroy your tires, it'll eat away everything, and it just doesn't work. Notice most off-roading cars, unless they're like independent suspensions and things of that nature, don't have any ability to do this.
Yeah, they do. That's where the majority of all-wheel steer is.
If you're beefing it up, I will agree with you, but a stocked vehicle isn't going to happen.
Oh, well, yeah, because the amount of money is why it's not.
Because we try to rewrite physics, and to rewrite physics, you got to spend a lot of money, and your average consumer is not going to do that.
I mean, you don't really have to rewrite physics. It's just the reason they stopped doing it, I'm pretty sure, is because people neglect their vehicles.
No, that never happens.
And loose parts cause problems, and problems become accidents, and people die in accidents and lawsuits. And yeah, it's just there's too much behind the problem. But I see the point in the Hummer, because it is electric. How it's going to last, I don't know, because that's a $100,000 truck that I don't see a lot of people buying.
No.
But I could be wrong, because apparently EV thing is something
else.
I'm still
on board with the Rivian. Like, the Rivian just, like, stock just dropped. Like, I am pumped. Like, these guys are full hog. We're doing this. Like, let's go. I'm all pumped on it. Has the tank turning ability. Like,
yeah, more or less the Hummer is the exact same thing, just GM did.
Yeah, and the Rivian is going to be $30,000 less. It sits at $75,000, not $100,000. So, I mean, once again, the Ford Lightning is going to do the same thing. And get this. The Ford Lightning is going to cost $56,000 or something like that. However, if you get a domestic electric vehicle, you can save up to $18,000 on that car. Yeah. So it makes a $57,000 car a $39,000 vehicle. Like, that's pretty sweet, in my opinion.
Yeah, but are you going to have to pay taxes on the original price? Like, because I feel like that's how they're going to get you.
No, you get the incentives taken off at day one. So you only get tax on the whatever it comes out of the bottom.
Right.
But pumped on that. Like, if that really continues on, like, that will make a lot of electric vehicles super affordable. And who doesn't love that? All right, moving on to the next thing we're going to show you. So stop sharing the screen, and we share a new one. Boom, bang, boom. Ford also announced this. Remember when CV, or what was it? Natural gas vehicles, NGs.
Yeah.
Were all the rave?
Yeah.
Now you can make your car an electric vehicle, at least if it's a Ford, from my understanding of what I have read about this. That's pretty freaking sweet. Like,
I think they make like a bolt-in kit for a lot of trucks. I don't know how they decided to go about it.
Yeah, but this is a space that I don't think anybody really thought about yet. And I'm glad Ford's doing it. It brings me a lot of hope for them. Because if they can, like, secure a lot of this market space, we might see a lot of decent old cars that are deemed bad for the environment, quote-unquote.
Yeah, yeah.
becoming semi-good for the environment, depending how this emulator electric motor thing works.
I just thought the name was cool, and I was like, I'm sold, because it sounds cool. I don't care.
We call it the emulator. I mean, it's cool. It's so, let's see, I saw like some horsepower rating for it somewhere.
Like two or three, something like that.
Yeah, which, I mean, if it gives me distance and everything, kind of like my idea is that it's going to be this like Nissan Leaf-esque motor that you can put in like your old, like, I don't know, Fox Body 86 Mustang or something like that, and still kind of have similar power. Who knows?
You'll probably have more than a Nissan Leaf.
Oh, yeah. A Nissan Leaf sits at like 92 brake horsepower. It's terrible. Terrible. Yeah. But this is very exciting for this space. I am super pumped on this. Like, and especially like if it's something that you can put, I don't know, like, so basically you're making your own hybrid with this. Like, if people find ways to do that, I'm also on board. Like, making an electric vehicle for, you know, what does this thing cost? $4,000? Yeah. $3,900.
That's just the motor, though.
Right. But
like, that's not the price of batteries and...
Right. I understand. But, like, think about it this way. So, like, you take, like, say, minus if it's an LS motor. Okay. LS motors don't count now. But say, like, 2JZ, RB, whatever other random motors that you can think of. That blows up, you're looking at what, $5,000 just to get maybe one that works or has been rebuilt. But then you have this option to have at least a functioning car and it's electric. Who knows where this goes? Super pumped on it. And it comes in a crate, so you still can call it a crate motor. So that's cute. But I was excited about this for other reasons, because like once we bring this in, we have 5 viewers. Welcome to these 5 viewers. We appreciate the support. Nice. Like, this is going so well. I think I've only invited like 3 or 4 people. So this is going really well.
Yeah.
I love it. Absolutely love it. But yeah, this electric motor is going to be sick as fuck, depending what direction we go in. And really, if it just ends up making a bunch of, you know, Chevy Cavaliers and whatnot electric, so be it. Like, if that's what this turns into, all right, I'm on board. Like, this is a good direction because it can force people to bring their electric prices down as well. So I'm really pumped about that. And anybody that's thought about getting a Tesla or anything, this is the right direction for that to happen. All right, moving on. We are going to the next thing, which is very similar to what we were just discussing, but who wouldn't want, which one is it? This one. A James Bond vehicle. No, get out of here, ad. So you can get a James Bond car. And it can be all electric. So Aston Martin came out and said they are going to make hybrid cars, hypercars, and they're going to make any of their old like DB86 Vantages all electric. So you can get a, I don't even know what word, because it's not like a Restoro mod. Like, you can get a kit car that's all electric, but it's James Bond car. So you can really put machine guns in it if you want to, because you have a frunk now. You can put all the ammunition you need in your frunk.
I hate frunk. Why are you using frunk? It's a terrible thing.
It's the frunk, all right? There's the trunk and the frunk. No. You want me to call it a bonnet? We'll call it a bonnet.
I would prefer that. It sounds less stupid.
No, I'm continuing to pound the table on frunk.
Hey, at least we're over the Subaru thing.
No, we're all, hang on. Hashtag Team Camry. Hashtag Frunk.
No.
Damn it. I just put Frunk, not hashtag. God damn it.
Sucked.
Frunk.
No.
Yes. Frunk is the correct terminology and it will forever be the correct terminology. But let's go back to this thing. Like, how sweet is it going to be to have this look like a summer car? That you don't want to put gas in or anything, because, you know, gas prices are generally more expensive in the summer. You can drive a sweet ass Aston Martin. Who's? Oh, what happened here?
I got. Yeah.
It disappeared. Whoops. On me.
Push the button. Yeah. Don't push buttons. Don't push especially the red button.
Yeah, don't push the red button. Oh, we have somebody that thinks this is a trash idea. I'm going to share his comment.
Wait, what's the trash idea?
This EV thing?
Assuming. I think it's dumb. I am totally on board. This whole EV thing is getting out of control. It's stupid.
No, bring it on. Bring it on. If I want a grocery getter that I don't need to fill up with gas whatsoever, bring it on. Let me have it and the ability to shit on any little Subaru or Honda in my, like, whatever it is, because I have no delaying power. Bring it on.
Say like that? I don't know. I watched the drag race video of the Tesla Plaid. And the only thing that beat it was another Tesla Plaid, but had like a weight reduction done to it. And I was like,
which really means they just
fucking lame. This is so lame.
Look at all the EV hate. Look at all the EV hate in the comments. I'm just going to send you all the comments that we have. We also got a front comment. Hell yeah, brother. Ride hard, brother. Oh, this is a lot of it. Sounds lame. We got another EV hate. Well, you can clearly see everybody likes their car to make noise.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that's excited about this.
Yeah, the episode we had Captain Balding on, all we did was talk about stupid electric cars, and we, like, me and him were just like, this is lame. Like, you keep talking, Lee, but we're over this conversation. Let's move. Let's talk about the Nissan some more, because at least that car is kind of cool.
New Z car is going to be sick as fuck. Also, did you see that we are getting a new 86?
The GR 86?
Yep, the Gazoo is making for us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gazoo.
It still doesn't have more power.
That's okay. We're headed in the right direction. If Gazoo is going to take over for TRD, I'm okay with that.
TRD never did a really good job. All they did was pretend.
No, TRD just got us a NASCAR, and that was about it. They were just like, yeah, Toyota and NASCAR, ride hard, brother.
Yeah, see, I agree with Jeeper. There's no skill in building an electric car. Plug it in, and then you make a phone call. Hey, my car's plugged in. Will you go through and turn on all the stupid things?
And make sure all the firewalls are on appropriately. The only thing that would still pisses me off if Tesla really does it, where it can pre-order your parts. Oh, I would end that car's life. That car would no longer exist. I would get everywhere in my Lamborghinis. I'd be like, no reason to walk anymore. Like, the hell with your silliness, Tesla. Like, don't make my car order my parts that I don't fucking need. Like, I will decide when I need tires. Tesla does not get to decide when I need tires.
Yeah, I don't care if my check engine light is going to be on. I erase the codes every morning, okay? Like, get over it.
You shouldn't have a check engine. You shouldn't have a check engine light, first off, because you don't have a fucking engine.
Okay, so it would be an error. Error.
It's a computer. Error code. Dot / 72.34.420.69.
Communication connection error.
Yeah.
Something.
Somebody has a wirelessly. I have to connect my car to the Wi-Fi to have somebody log in, go through all the functionality to make sure my car is working appropriately. Bunch of nerds.
I found out my truck has Wi-Fi. I have to connect it to the Wi-Fi at the house, but it has it. Like, that's it cool. Updates and stuff. But yeah.
So it updates like the firmware and whatnot. Virus detected.
See?
That's my favorite comment thus far. That comment wins. Virus detected. We have 7 viewers. I am pumped on this. This is working out so well.
Yeah, see? Ketchup has... So we'll have jets on our cars to beat EVs. Fuck yeah, we will. It might take a little longer, but we'll get there.
Hey, I saw the first flying car that they say it's going to be able to come out in 2025. I'm pumped on that. We're going to be Jetsons here soon.
No.
There's a reason we haven't been able to fly as a race. We barely can drive on the ground right now and avoid not hitting each other, let alone flying.
If we start, like, if it starts going the Jetsons direction, I'm going to start living underground.
In a hole.
Yeah.
Have an indoor racetrack. All right. Speaking of indoor racetracks, should we talk about what we're really going to talk about? And no, little brother, we have not got to your super build. Like, we're getting there. We're getting there. You just sit tight, buddy. All right. We're talking about a real car that none of us can afford. The Aston Martin Valkyrie.
Oh, yeah. The Indy car with fenders.
Oh, look at that one. That one wiper blade. That just.
That's how you know it's fast.
Yeah. It has one wiper blade that sits in the middle, apparently. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I didn't know it sat up. I thought it would go back down a little bit to be out of your way. That's annoying.
No, because the car is so fast. This. If it laid down, it would just get wiped up.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So it's got to be aerodynamic and straight. And not rip it always off. More aerodynamic.
Look at that. 1,140 horsepower. That's amazing.
Yeah. With a V12, I think it is.
Is that what sits in this bad boy? That's a real car. So. That's a real car, ladies and gentlemen.
Challenge everything. Yeah, it'll challenge everything. There's no EV that can keep up with that on a racetrack.
No, because the thing that I still don't know, especially doing like what we did when we were doing like we're going to drive this car on Gran Turismo or whatever. When I drove that Tesla, you have no ability to downshift. There's none of that. So like, I don't know how you go into a turn appropriately in an electric car. Like, you still need that. There's still a long way EV has to go for that part. Like, there's no downshifting to get power to force drag or anything. It just goes, and it's an on-off switch right now. There's no in-between. So
we'll see. Yaris? What?
A Yaris?
No.
Who's talking about a Yaris?
JS1967.
That's mom. Hi, mom.
What about the Yaris? Oh, the Yaris.
The Gazoo Yaris. We can talk about that
later.
Yeah. We'll get there. Don't you worry. We're talking about supercar. Look at this thing though. Like, if we pulled all our money, it's a V12, a 6.5 V12.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know what that sounds like? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it has a torque enhanced electric motor for power boost. See, there you go. They're using electric motors for power boost. They're not using electric motor to try to slow you down in any way.
Do you want to know why, though?
Because electric is an on-off switch.
No, because it doesn't have a turbo.
Really? It's just a straight V12.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on board. Sign me up. This is a formula.
Like, if it had a turbo, they'd have a button to increase boost pressure by like 5 PSI, and that's your oh shit button to get past people.
Yeah, it's true. Speaking of which, there on the Instagram there, I sent this to Captain Balding himself, and there was a. It was like going over a dyno, and it was like expected boost 957 PSI. And the guy just said, absolutely fucking not. It's not.
Oh God.
Yeah. I'm like, that is how you blow your turbo to space. That piston will go right out into space.
They won't go into space, but they will definitely go do a core depth charge. That's for sure.
Right. You're getting a new motor if you're pushing 900 PSI of boost through your motor.
Did you see what happened to that Cletus McFarlane guy when his car made, was it 60-something pounds of boost?
I mean, 60 is...
That's a lot.
That's a ton. For a little car. Because like
should only be making 20.
Right, because like 30. Big diesel trucks, from my understanding, and I am not an expert in anything diesel, but like big diesel trucks that you see on the highway that like pull big ass trailers across country, they sit around
35 pounds.
Yeah, they sit around that like 30 to 40 pounds of boost. Like when I hear guys pushing over 20, 25 pounds of boost, I'm like, whew, that's a lot.
The Fat Brothers truck made more than 30 pounds of boost.
Well, yeah, his truck.
I think he was doing 40.
His truck. I don't remember. His truck is something else. That is it's something else.
All I remember it was I was like, this 25 pounds of boost in my truck is not C40 was not enough, and his 40 seemed like it was right where I wanted to be, and I just can't bring myself to do it to my truck.
No. I mean, just what's just point at that comment that says 40 PSI, and then point at his transmission that is now in a junkyard because he had to get a new one. No,
that's not why.
It's just point.
The transmission was going bad well before, the transmission was fine. It was other things.
However, his truck does get you going wherever you're going in a hurry. Like, it's a lot of fun to sit in.
He backed it down a little bit. He got rid of the programmer thing. And
well, do you blame him? He's got children now. He can't turn them into liquid in the back. Reverse osmosis, his children is bad.
Yeah. All right. I could get on board with the hybrid thing, like the Gemera. Gemera. Yeah, I could get on board with that.
Hybrids I can get on board with. Hell, the hybrid Tundra I'm on board with. Like, don't mind if I do. But you can get this fancy car, and I'm sure this thing is a god-awful amount. Let's find out the price tag to this thing.
$3
million. Is it really $3 million?
The little brother is the tallest.
Yes, the tallest one.
Lee is the one we call the smart brother. And I'm just JJ.
We call him OG.
Yeah.
All right. So,
unless mom has something else to say about
it. Oh, mom has different words for us that cannot be said on a podcast. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Dumbass, yeah. Dumbass too.
Yeah.
Pull your shit together.
These dipshits over here, $3 million. So everybody in our chat section, we could pull all our money together and have a $3 million car. And we'd pull all our money in this chat right now, and we still don't even come close to this price tag.
How much is it?
Three mil.
That's what I thought.
Starting at $3 million. See, he said it. Here it is, folks. The truck is now
35 pounds.
Is now detuned for safety and towing at 35 pounds.
It's still fast as shit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Still will make you wet yourself when you hit the gas. Safety, he says. Safety. Yeah, we've seen that. I know what safety means. I had OSHA come to work one time.
Man, this is lame. I need to figure out how I can get in the comments.
Yeah, you do. I just think really your best choice is probably just to have a Twitch and then you'll be in it so you can at least see them. Because I didn't know that you weren't going to be able to see them. So that, I mean,
I can see the comments. I just can't say things in it.
Oh, you can't post anything?
No.
Oh, that's annoying. Well, okay. Moving on. Anyway, very sad.
Yeah.
All right. This goes to the little brother, if he's still on here. We're down to four. We've made it from seven to four. Little brother, you're still on here, buddy.
Oh, we had seven?
Yeah, we had seven.
Whoa.
We made it to seven. And four so people left. When we do three people. So when we don't get seven listens on the podcast, I'm going to be so pissed.
Right?
I'm going to be like, y'all suck. And you all obviously dipped out at some point. But anyway, little brother. If you're here, we're about to show you the build that you should be doing with your Supra. Oh, he's here. He's here. He just commented and he has a little race car. All right. Yeah.
Pull it up. Do it.
All righty. Here it comes. Ba, 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 ba.
Show the greatness. Is it? Oh, wait. What picture is it, though?
There
we go.
There it is. Oh, that's the
picture. Yeah.
That's a picture of a V10, baby. That's a V10.
Yeah, an Indy car or a Formula One car.
There you go, yeah, there buddy. There you go. This is the build you should be mimicking. This is the bar. You need to go past this to even have an acceptable Supra. Anyway, so Ryan Turk, if you're not familiar with him, he is a Formula D driver / YouTube kid / builds badass cars.
He's the guy that put the Ferrari engine in the GT86. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. And so, yeah, this thing is...
I expect nothing less from him.
Yeah, this thing is the bee's knees. Minus it being basically a Batmobile. So when JJ
said... I can't say that's a minus.
Well...
I can't. Why you gotta hate it? What are you, a Superman fan? He doesn't even drive.
First off, I'm a Wonder Woman fan, and I'll let you use your imagination. Why?
You're a simp. I see.
Yep.
You're a simp.
Yes, I will simp all day. Gal Gadot.
Anyway, back to the Batmobile. Yeah,
back to the Batmobile. Anyway. This looks like a Batmobile to me. Like, it's badass, don't get me wrong, but when JJ sent me this, I was like, I've seen this before, and it was back in 1989 when the first Batman motion picture came out and like put
89.
Yeah, I think it was 89, pretty sure it was. I'm not going to fact check that. I'm not here to fact check. I'm here.
You
to,
weren't even around in 89.
I was around four years later. Anyway. Anyway, this car, he sends me it, and I'm like, oh, I've seen this. And I sent him back the Batmobile from that movie. And I was like, see, they're the same car. I see no difference. But, I mean, when you pop the hood and that badass is under it, all right, sign me up. Sign me up.
That's not even the intake that is going to be on it. They got a fancy one being made right now.
They have a fancier one being made?
Yeah,
It's an all carbon fiber body. Everything.
They completely stripped that car, got rid of everything on it, like all the glue, everything.
There you go.
Go watch the build. That's all I can say.
That's what you're looking at, little brother. 750 horsepower on a car that probably weighs that of a nickel. My gear
750? Oh, I thought he said 650.
No, 750.
That's even better.
Yeah, I mean, a bigger, better is what I'm told. And yeah, there it is. Like, here, we got some pictures of it.
It's so loud.
Oh, it's going to sound like a formula car. Like,
oh, and the cool. So they actually have the center, like, I can't remember what the hell it's called. Like, the same thing as a formula car where it only has the one hub nut.
Oh, really?
To hold the wheel on? Yeah, it doesn't have five lug nuts. It's got one hub nut.
It's I don't remember what they call that thing. But yes, yeah, the center hub or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The center lock, or it's called something stupid. Anybody in the comments know?
Nobody knows.
He said that'd be better than in the Jenny. Remarks to that?
No. I'm pushing for like a Honda K engine in the Genesis.
This is his remark for that. But yeah, if there's a build that I have been pumped on, this is the build. Like, from start to finish, this was awesome. There's Ryan. No, where are you taking me, stupid ad? Yeah, there's Ryan doing Ryan things. But yeah, this car that's a car.
It's ladies and gentlemen. That's an awesome build. Like, they put so much time and money into that car. It's insane.
Yeah.
I want to see it on the track. That's what I'm excited for.
No, I want to see it just, hell, it could just drive around my block at 30 miles per hour and I would be pumped. Like,
you would hear that thing 2 miles from your house.
Easily. And if it's geared similar to a formula car, it's going to have that, like, what the new Corvettes sound like, that wee, 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 where it just bangs through gears really quick. And you're just like, yep, that's
Oh, it. Yeah, yeah, because he's got the sequential gearbox.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when he... They're on the in the dyno video, he's banging gears and it sounds insane.
Super bumped on.
He like backs off the throttle and I've never heard pops and they're not even pops and bangs. It is straight just like plastic foil smashed. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to say. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this build, arguably my favorite of the year as we're approaching December, and I don't like, there's nothing in my opinion that touches this right now. This build is fucking sick. And
yeah,
this is what you need to shoot for, little brother. If your super's not like this or above this,
at least he needs the wide body kit. That's where I am going with his car.
I hated wide body kits until the super came out, and I was like, this is like, it's necessary in my opinion. It just makes the car look a lot better.
It looks like a Supra.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like what a Supra
should be.
Should have looked like.
But who am I? I'm not an engineer. I don't build cars.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is that's the build, guys. And little brother, that you should, yeah. You just comment in the section there and you just let us know what we can do to get that to happen. That doesn't require
money. Ryan Turk.
That doesn't require money.
Right. let's jump into some of that Formula Drift stuff, because there's some big news. There's a couple of guys we will not see for a good while, if at all, ever again.
Oh, who's leaving?
Daihara Yoshihara.
He's going.
He retired.
Oh, he's gone. Wow.
He's done. Von Gittin Jr. says he is backing out of competition for Formula Drift and focusing on his Ready to Rock and Fun Haver.
Okay, that's fair.
Because he's doing like the off-road racing and stuff. Mm-hmm. So next year we won't have Dai and we won't have Von Gittin Jr.
So we didn't take out Mustang two. And I don't know what.
A Supra.
So we're taking those two out. Okay.
Oh, no. He was driving the V8 powered Subaru BRZ.
Vaughn was?
Was what Dai was driving.
Oh, okay. At. I mean, what a Supra should have been, but isn't.
Maybe. I don't know. I like the GT86. I think it's a perfect car.
Why is that?
I would buy one tomorrow if I could, to be honest.
Well, hopefully somebody saw the highlights of this. Girl, since you sound effects. Whatever, our sound effects are the best. People say you need a sound bird. I can just do whatever you want. You want to hear an LFA? You want to hear a Jeep? You want to hear an 18 we are? Oh, it's quality is what I am. I am a walking soundboard, kids. But yeah, so Formula Drift, the ending ended how I wanted it, and we'll pull it
up. I thought it sucked.
Well, I got my guy that I wanted to win. That's all I cared about.
Yeah, I mean, he won it, but he didn't. I don't know. I think his.
Everything okay? Is everything alive?
Yeah, what happened?
I was really scared. I was really scared it was going to drop me. I got a little frightened there. All right. So
yeah, you're super choppy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh.
You ain't everything. Got the power.
I don't have enough loads for this.
Yeah.
And little brother says the new GR86 is where it's at. Agreed.
So that car pisses me off because they're so fucking expensive and they are literally a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
They are so fuck. Beat to shit.
NA as fuck.
And they're beat to shit. Like, people have beat those cars so bad.
Oh,
and they're still like 10 grand. I'm like, oh my god.
So my buddy bought a Camaro and well, he got a V6 Camaro, so not a, not a V8, so kind of funny. But he's like, yeah, everybody in a Charger, Challenger, whatever the fuck, will come up to me and just be like, vroom, 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 and start revving at me. And I'm like, buddy, you need to do what all the little Honda Civics around here do, where they just hold up a sign that says NA. Like, They just hold it up at their window and then drop putt away with their 100 horsepower.
Not available. Yep. That's what I have. Not available horsepower. I have none of those.
I have no boost for this. No boost. There's negative boost in this car. I probably have a vacuum leak somewhere.
Why did he buy the V6 instead of the Turbo 4? Because the Turbo 4 is just as fast as the V6.
I just want to say, I
raise the roof.
No, this is me saying I don't know. I was not the man in charge.
Why didn't he buy a Mustang?
I don't know. I wasn't the man in charge.
Man,
I just worked.
Obviously, he should have consulted us because he wouldn't have bought a piece of shit Camaro.
So moving to what I was going to say. So I think there should be a point on this podcast where people, when they're going in to buy a car, they send us in what cars they're looking at, and we break down the yes and no. Because if you take the tomfoolery away from Top Gear, it's three guys talking about cars. Three dudes that have no racing backgrounds, know nothing with cars. They just talk about cars, and they go, yes, this one makes me happy. This one doesn't make me happy.
I'm very good at that.
Yeah, so there's this. But I like this more.
Yeah. See? The tallest says the V6 is pointless. It absolutely is. It's good for Nissan. Let Nissan do it right.
Yeah, you get 400 horsepower.
God.
If Nissan does it. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. See, but yeah.
Oh, he bought this. The SS has 455 horsepower in the Camaro. You know how much the Nissan Z has?
400, baby.
400.
Yes.
And it's smaller.
Yes, it is.
Way better.
Let me tell you how cool that Z car is going to be. That Z car is going to be the literal tits. Like,
let's get rid of the formula drift thing because we're not talking about
No, we've moved on. We've moved on. Like, clearly, the listeners do not care. They're like, wait a minute. Somebody bought a V6 Camaro. Let's fucking roast that guy. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. You should have just bought an ST Focus. Come on, now.
They're like, listen here, bud. You made a bad decision, and that's okay. We're going to fix you up right now.
Should have bought a Mustang.
Should have bought a Mustang, but you didn't. And here we are. Oh, I can't see the comments in full screen. Oh, no. There we go.
No. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Full screen. Tried the same thing.
Full screen is not the way to go in this. Okay. Anyway, moving on. V6 Camaro. He's going to do fashion over function first, so he's going to wrap it, and he's going to do what is in right now, and I've seen a lot of it recently, is doing the bronze rims. However, he is going to...
Well, is he just going to paint them?
No, he's going to go get them fully done.
So he's having them powder coated?
Correct.
Stock wheels, powder coated and bronze.
I don't know if they're stock or not. I actually don't have the answers on this. I only know I only know a little bit thus far.
I don't know. This guy sounds like he lives in a dumpster.
Well, he does live in San Francisco.
It's gonna be
a
dumpster fire. Oh,
he lives in California in North Hollywood. Excuse me.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh, JJ's about to have a heart attack.
California guy, V6 Camaro. I'm assuming he has a boyfriend.
No.
What?
This took a left turn. This took a left turn really quickly. This took a left turn.
Powder coat, bronze, factory wheels.
I don't know if they're factory. I don't know. I'm just giving you the information I have. I'm just giving you the information that was presented to me, and I'm presenting it to you and giving your feedback. That's all I'm doing here. That's all I can do.
So you said he wants to wrap it.
So he's going to wrap it with either like a matte black or like a semi-gloss black and whatnot. So we'll see how that goes. But then he's doing the bronze wheels, and he's also doing the emblems bronze. So he's going to take the bow tie and the Camaro emblem and do them bronze. I don't know how I feel about that part. I feel that's a little disrespectful to the bow tie, but it's also disrespectful to have a V6 Camaro. So
he probably has a pink fuzzy steering wheel. Exactly. Exactly.
Some fuzzy dice too.
I don't even want to talk about this car. It's so lame. it's like
Fat Brother's comments got beat out. Tall Brother's winning now. Tall Brother's killing it.
Like he wants to do what all the Subaru guys did back in the 90s, but they could buy their car that way.
Even with the pink fuzzy steering wheel?
I'm sure you could get one from Subaru because Subaru had the pink emblems. So
sure. Didn't know that. I just, when I think Subaru, I think vaping. It has to come with a vape pen of some sort, stock now.
It's sexually transmitted infections. Yep, I mean,
yeah. Yeah. 100%. And your heads are probably leaking at some point. Your head gaskets have been fucked for 4 months and the kid didn't care.
I mean, yeah, but it's not a V6 Camaro.
However, he does want to put a turbo on it. And I think that's the right direction to go.
And the tallest says he's going to put SS badges. No, he's going to put TT badges on it.
Like in an bronze. Audi.
Yeah. In bronze. Yeah. Oh.
Oof. Oof.
This guy needs to... He needs to read a magazine. Just making a suggestion.
I just think he just needs to hear what a V8 sounds like. Or V10.
Yeah.
Really, what I should do is just send him the dyno of the V10 Supra and be like, this is what your Camaro could be, but isn't. But it could
because
be.
It's a V6 Camaro. Yeah,
but it could be, but it's not.
What does Jesse say? Maybe with $10,000 with overnight parts from Japan?
That math does not check out. I ran the math multiple times on that. Does not check out. Does not check out. Jesse was wrong. I don't care what inflation says. That math never checked out once. Camaro horsepower.
It's like 3-something for the V6.
It is 323.
If I remember right, the 4-cylinder turbo one was like 260 or 270.
And you're missing 2 cylinders, but hey, at least you got a turbo.
Well, turbos make a big difference because all you really have to do is up the boost pressure to 35 pounds where it's nice and safe.
And 35 pounds where it's nice and safe.
And it's going to eat a V6 Mustang. Easy.
It's going to eat
for how long?
Out.
Nobody knows. We'll just overnight parts from Mexico.
That math checks out. We'll eBay that shit. Yes. So we're gonna buy an eBay intercooler, an eBay turbo, and it's gonna be $55. Sound good to you?
No, the Camaro's built in Mexico, isn't it?
Well, parts of it, yes.
A good majority.
Most of their stuff is built over there. Where
the important stuff is built over there.
Correct. What I'm told, you know. the parts that make the car roll.
Yeah. Clutches. Do they have coconuts in Mexico?
Maybe they gotta have coconuts in Mexico. On the Baja side, I would assume. I don't know.
There's coconuts down there.
Here, let me
look. That's how we get clutches.
Does Mexico have coconuts?
Hell yeah, they do.
Coconut palms in Mexico are cultivated in 2 well-defined regions in the coastal areas of the Caribbean Sea. Oh, it's on the Caribbean side, so it's going to be the southwest side. Yes, that math checks out. I know geography. I'm smart.
I'm on the southwest side too.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
V6. I've got to see pictures of this car because I feel like he needs some 20s. Oh, wait, it came on 20s. Oh, wait, no, it came on 18s.
Sure.
But he needs chrome. He needs chrome. It's a Camaro. He needs chrome, and he's got to do chrome.
Somewhere.
I don't know.
You're all right. Did you have an aneurysm there? Maybe a small stroke. Yeah.
It kind of hurts to think about what the plans are. Like, man. Like, if he sat on a Honda Civic, no, I'd feel better about it on a Honda Civic. It's a Camaro. I don't know.
A Camaro. It should be a V8. It should be as small block or big block as you can get. Yes, like the little brother said, right here. Boom. That's the number we're looking for.
307?
Mm-hmm. That was a small block, I'm pretty sure. Isn't that the small block?
No.
I'm assuming that's the small block. I don't know why he actually put 307, but that's my assumption.
I think he was talking, when we were talking about horsepower figures, the V6 is 307.
Little brother, what is your super sit at stock? NA as fuck.
289.
Hopefully he's still there. If not, we're just talking to nobody.
Survey says Google.
Bingo. All right. Supra HP. 255 to 382.
382.
Yeah. So he is.
What did I say?
He said 380. He said 380. Like 380. So
is a 1,000 horsepower Supra stock. Oh, wait, sorry, I read that wrong. Is a Supra 1,000 horsepower stock? Question mark.
That, I'm sorry, that's something your child probably looked up on the Googs because he watched Fast and the Furious 1 and was like, that has 1,000 horsepower, I'm sure of it. Overnight.
Talon's actually overnight? Super sold on the R34 GTR.
As he should. As he should. As a man, that is his right. As he should. Good for him. Making the right choices.
Way to go, Team Camry. 301 horsepower. It's as fast as a Camaro.
Let's go. Hashtag Team Camry for the win.
And the Prius. And it's 21 horsepower. Still makes more horsepower than my Honda Civic.
Yeah. You're getting kicked to Gapplebee's by a Prius?
In the, yep.
Oh, yep. How does that make you feel?
Till I put 35 safe horsepower PSIs in it.
35.
Remember, the number 35 is
the same. Yeah, so the target boost is 35. Anything above PSI. That gets a little shaky. Gets a little scary for the kids at home.
Yeah. 35 PSI, where it's nice and safe.
Whatever the opposite terms count me in. For which one? That would be hashtag Team Accord? With a question mark?
Yeah, Team Accord with the 2.0 turbo, which is now the Honda Civic Si.
Yep, that is exactly, yeah. Oh, yeah, we can talk about those two horrible things Honda
fire done. Dumpster fires?
They did the Si. Now it's just an Accord with Si emblems. It's terrible. And then the Integra has four doors.
What it's a fuck? Civic Type R with cooler headlights and taillights.
It hurts my soul is what it does.
Better fenders.
Yep. That's my child. My childhood has been taken from me.
I think it has 10 or 15 less horsepower than the Type R. I don't know. I'm going to sit on it and wait. Why are you all fuzzy? You're all sorts of fuzzy. Did you get a hold of the V6 Camaro virus?
Maybe.
Oh, full of funny shit today.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. But yeah, I got nothing for you. I'm more than happy to help him with the build, but a V6 Camaro is still a V6 Camaro.
Yeah.
What we should do is we convince him to get him
to buy a Mustang.
No. No. No, 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 oh. No, we convince him to get an LS motor. We go to the junkyard, take one out of a Sierra, and then we make it fast.
No, we buy a Mustang.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
A Mustang is a much better car, looks better, drives better, makes more power, and is probably cheaper. Yeah.
I'm just looking out for V6 Camaro virus because I think it got to you all of a sudden. Now you're talking about a Mustang.
No, you know better. The Mustang is hands down the best performing as far as horsepower per dollar.
Yes, because we've had this conversation. Yeah, however,
and I stand by it. The Team Z Mustang.
The Z car comes out, takes it the gap.
Well, yeah, it'll be a different story because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's US JDM.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. I just call it JDM. It's good enough for me. But, good enough for the date of the ladies I date.
Yeah. Sure.
Anyway, anything else you want to add to the show?
I don't know what. What else was there?
No, that was it. We hit everything, and we did it pretty smooth for being the first live show. Shout out to everybody that watched. I'm sure it was painful as fuck, but I hope you had a good time.
I feel their pain.
Yes. Yes, and there will be a much edited version of this that goes to the podcast, but we'll probably do one
edited.
I'll edit it up a little bit and whatnot, because there's going to be parts where when I froze that I have to like cut trim that all out.
Oh, and when I disappeared.
Yeah, when you disappeared too. So yeah, we'll fill in those gaps a little bit.
Super sweet little red button.
Yep, we're gonna fill in all those little gaps and get everything handled.
What about the electric Porsche?
What do you want to know? What do you want to know, little brother? What questions you got?
It's fucking fast. Yeah, it's probably hands down the best looking electric car with the worst name. The Porsche Cayenne Turbo is an electric car.
I'm just trying to think that there are worse electric car names out there.
No, because it doesn't say it's an EV. It just says Porsche Cayman Turbo. Is it Cayman or Cayenne? I don't remember which one it is, but it says Turbo, like it's supposed to be.
They just got lazy with it. They're just like, we already have these empty shells of cars. We're just gonna make them EVs.
Yeah, we'll just throw Elon Musk motors in there.
Me mew.
And bigger tires.
Me mew. Oh, that was another thing I suggested for the V6 Camaro. I was like, if you actually do this, I would suggest a bigger tire in the back, just a little bit. A little wider.
Okay, back to the V6 Camaro. Nitrous. All the nitrous.
Oh, yes.
Every bit of nitrous.
An Injecto-Cito, buddy. Take them straight to Gappelby's.
Yeah.
One shot at a time.
And a rear mount turbo.
All about it. Sign me up.
See, he needs to consult me before he buys cars because he wouldn't have bought a Camaro.
I think that should be a thing that we do. Like, if anybody you know, the three listeners that we still have, if there is somebody you know that's looking to buy a car, send that shit to us. We'll give you a review of each car individually because that's basically what we do here. And we'll go from there. You make your decision after there. And then whatever one you choose on, we're going to roast it like you got a V6 Camaro. It'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Dad still watching?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe.
Don't say anything about the Subaru.
Well, hold your breath. Little brother's ride with him has made him want to go. Yes. Little brother's ride with him in the Supra made him want to go get it tuned. So that's very exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did talk about
that. Yeah. So that's very exciting. However, moving on. Little brother, you have a new job. Let's get a V10 into your Supra. I don't care how you do it.
No. No, it's not.
We'll just go from there.
Get the body kit. The tall one. Get the body kit. We can make 382 horsepower work with another 100 for less monies. We'll do this.
Pretty sure a small child just got eaten by an alien or something else. Anyway. I don't know what just happened outside.
Body kit for the Supra.
Mm-hmm.
Steering mods for the Genesis with a handbrake. Get it, big brother. I mean, tallest brother.
Yeah, I like how we were on the same page with that.
Handbrakes. Yeah. Make it happen.
Yes. Those are the mods.
I'll put it on. I ain't afraid. I got a measuring tape and a wrench.
He still has his 10 mil.
I found mine.
Oh, that might as well be gold.
Yeah.
The 10 mil sprocket. That's what you need, buddy.
Socket.
Sprocket.
Sprockets are on bikes, man.
No, it's a sprocket, bro.
Get your shit together.
Body kit for the Supra is 20K.
Damn.
Is that pesos?
Can we get a fake one on Wish?
they don't tell you it's like a 116 model. It's going to be this big.
Hey, we'll put it on a Hot Wheel.
Yeah, you'll have a Hot Wheel of your car.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this shit up. I'm sure the listeners are good and had enough laughs for tonight. But yeah, little brother, you have a job to do. Get some shit done to the Supra. Get all winter.
The Genesis.
The 35 pounds of boost on a motor that has 300K and head gasket leak. Sounds like a good idea. Yes. Yes. Ask any 18-year-old. They'll tell you. Yeah. Yeah. That math checks out.
Hey, and wait, hold on. I'll bet she's talking shit about my Civic. here's the thing. My Civic doesn't have even 100,000 miles on it.
I don't know if that's better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's way better.
I don't think that's better. I think that makes it worse.
How would it make it worse?
That it didn't even make it to 100K and it exploded. It's a Dodge A. Is that like a dog coin? Dog ears.
Oh, dad's talking shit. I got it. Okay. No, that's not how this works.
Listen here, old man. I'm the captain now.
Hey, wait, hold on. He knows better. There is not a leaky head gasket in a Honda Civic.
That's true. If it was a Subaru, an Audi, any Euro car, BMW.
I'm putting 35 pounds of boost in that thing, and I'm going to go smoke the tires until the engine does blow up, just because.
Right in front of his house, please. Please do.
And if it doesn't blow up with 35 pounds of boost, you want to know what I'm doing?
Going to 40.
200 shot of nitrous. Good.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you.
And then, if that doesn't do it, we're going to do it in reverse.
Oh, whoa. We're going to go 200 and then 35?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, on that bombshell, follow us at Instagram at the Cars and Cars and Nonsense Podcast. The Cars and Nonsense at Twitter. The...
I'll show you a 9 second car. I'll run it for 9 seconds on 200 shot of nitrous.
It might not work after that, but yeah, we're gonna try to do one of these live episodes a month so you can see just the tomfoolery it takes to put one of these together. Where else can you follow us? Facebook, YouTube now. You can follow us on Twitch. Follow us, share us, whatever we do. On these live episodes, I have a couple plans. We're going to probably do something that is called Nonsense Bingo, where we're going to send out bingo cards, and you can put them in any order you want, and you're just going to hope that me and JJ say these terms like V8, hashtag Team Camry, whatever.
Captain Balding.
Captain Balding will be one of them. And
Captain Balding.
And if you get bingo, we will send you out a prize and we'll go from there. But yeah, that is
10 millimeter socket.
Yeah, 10 millimeter socket with both of our autographs on it. Yeah. That says only use in emergencies. Anyway, later, bitches.
See ya.